There has been a lot of attention garnered around this next guy and his partner. They have created a podcast called Great Moments in Weed History. And we'd like to welcome the co-host and head of content at High Times, too. David Bienenstock is here. David, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
I'm so happy to talk to you. Abdullah and Bean, the two co-hosts, I assume the Bean is you.
That is correct.
Yes, I've actually listened and watched the podcast. How did you get started with this idea?
Oh, well, Abdullah and I have been friends and cannabis journalists for more than a decade.
So you were ahead of your time.
Well, we weren't ahead of the culture, you know.
No.
Cannabis has been around 10,000 years and people have been loving it a long time, but for the cannabis journalism game, yeah, we're what you call OGs at that.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I'm no longer with High Times. He was with Vice for a long time. We've both become independent journalists and media makers, and we really wanted to make something together that we could do ourselves that would really represent to us what's exciting and interesting. And, you know, I think we both share a concern that as we move into legalization, which is very exciting, we don't want to lose sight of the history of cannabis as it really happened, which is all about outlaws and renegades and people who pushed back against a law that was, you know, not just wrong, but really damaging to people's lives and told the truth about this plant. So we tell stories from the whole 10,000-year history of cannabis.
Wow, that covers a lot of territory.
It sure does. You know, from our first episode was about the night Willie Nelson smoked a joint on the roof of the White House.
Yeah, and I think that would be a noteworthy moment in weed history. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we just posted a new episode. It's all about the question of did Jesus use cannabis as part of the holy anointing oil when he was anointing people and performing these healing miracles.
And of course, that's perfect for Easter week.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's called Great Moments in Weed History. I don't know how you narrow it down because there have been so many. Now, do you have guests on the show, David?
Well, we haven't had any guests on this season, but we're maybe going to have some pretty cool guests towards the end of the season.
So well, I would imagine that the better known the podcast becomes, you're going to be, you know, getting call after call after call from people a lot of famous people, too, who want to be a part of this podcast. I mean, OK, so you started with Willie Nelson, one of the best known marijuana advocates. He's gotten in some trouble for it, but he certainly has more than a few stories to tell, including starting at the top with that one smoking a joint on the roof of the White House.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in episode two, we focused on Maya Angelou, the famed poet and civil rights activist. And
I was stunned by this, I have to tell you. I mean, to me, Maya Angelou is, you know, this amazing woman and somebody who could, I saw her speak once and I thought, you know what, Maya Angelou could just read the phone book to me and I would be enthralled, you know. And Maya Angelou, one of the people who, you know, one of the comments that she made is that in her home, there's no music, there's no television that has any kind of violence in it. She just doesn't allow it. She doesn't want to be around it. So she does strike me as being a fairly mellow person. But David, tell us about Maya Angelou and marijuana.
Yeah, well, I mean, she had, as is well documented in her memoirs, she had a very traumatic upbringing. You know, famously, she didn't even speak for 5 years during her childhood because she had been so sort of traumatized and in pain. And as she describes it, the first night she tried some, as it was introduced to her, Griffa. Was
Griffa.
A slang term. This is going back to the 50s. They called it Griffa.
Okay.
And she had an experience that I've heard from a lot of people, that the first time she really got high and had that experience, she felt some of that trauma start to lift. And then she talks about how she developed this little plan for herself where she would smoke a joint twice a week. Yep. You know, I'm a little more frequent myself, but, you know, and over time she was really able to, you know, in her own words, and she can beautifully describe it. You know, she said, I learned new postures and positions and sort of likened it to dancing and opening up herself to, not just her own, journey as a person, but her creative journey as an artist. So, it's a fascinating story. It's one that I think, you know, I don't think we surprised anybody with the fact that Willie Nelson.
No, but Maya Angelou, yeah, that might be a surprise to a lot of people. And of course, I mean, the potential guest list, David, is endless, really endless. But when you talk about creativity and that sort of thing, of course, you know, one of the first famous groups to use marijuana happily and get often stopped at the airport because of it were the Beatles.
Oh yeah, and I will throw this out there because we haven't posted this episode yet. But an interesting question is who turned the Beatles on to cannabis for the first time? That is a great moment that we are going to explore in an upcoming episode.
Well, you should invite Paul McCartney on your podcast. I mean, why not,
Paul? If you're listening. We're easy to find. Go to greatmomentsinweedhistory.com. Get in touch, and I'm pretty sure we'll squeeze you on, Paul.
Yeah, and right now,
we'll actually work around your schedule.
Right now, Abdullah and Bean are probably answering their own phones, but we don't know for how long that will continue to be true. So, of course, the Beatles and Bob Dylan and so many others, Cheech and Chong, of course, probably the most famous, and Snoop Dogg and Woody Harrelson. And for us here in the North Bay, of course, we hearken back to the San Francisco Giants when they sold the t-shirts that said "Let Timmy Smoke," so Tim Lincecum would be on this hit parade too.
Oh yeah, most definitely, and you know, Carl Sagan for that matter.
Yeah,
you know, scientists and thinkers, and it really runs the gamut. And I think, like as I said, it's really important for this culture to properly celebrate its heroes and the achievements of people who credit a lot of their creativity and drive in life to this plant. Because if we don't write our own history, you know, what I'm hearing all the time is, oh, big business legalized cannabis because they're going to make a lot of money off of it. And that's just so dismissive to the people who risk their personal freedom.
Yeah.
To make this change, and also to the people who have been a real functioning part of this underground culture for decades, I can tell you it wasn't big business that did anything for us.
No, it was $10 a bag, and that was that. So this is quite a while ago, but you're right. It is it covers a whole gamut of reasoning, and we, you know, we've talked a lot about the business aspect of it here in California, and those numbers and sort of what that looks like to our economy. We still have to figure out. It'll be a while before we figure out what legalized pot is going to do for us in that regard. But of course, the thing about marijuana is, it covers so much territory. Yes, you know, we talk about recreational marijuana and the people who have, but we talk about too, and on your podcast, the number of areas that people, you know, use marijuana for. Everything from what ails you to creativity to just getting high and get your buzz on and have a good time with your friends. And so I don't think you're ever going to run out of subjects, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not. And even, you know, I've been writing about the subject for 15 years, and it's taught me so much about science, medicine, criminal justice, politics.
Yeah, that's true.
Every aspect of life. You know, and all the different people I've come in contact with, you know, on the one hand, it's been pushing back against this terrible injustice. On the other hand, it's been all the incredible discoveries we've made about the medical efficacy of cannabis. And to me, what's most interesting is I'm just still fascinated by the people who are, you know, whether it's a grower up in the hills of Humboldt County or a scientist in the lab working on the neuroprotective properties of cannabis. I just find the most fascinating people are involved with this, and that's what keeps me going. And yeah, like you said, we'll have plenty of stories to choose from for future podcasts.
And now there are two more interesting people associated with this issue. David Bienenstock is on the line with us. He is the Bean in Abdullah and Bean, who co-host the Great Moments in Weed History podcast. Who's on your wish list to appear with you on the podcast?
Oh, well, I mean, as you said, we would very much welcome Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Paul McCartney. That'd be good.
I think, Snoop would be fun
Snoop
to sit
down
and hear that story. And I think the story of how Cheech and Chong got together. But I think maybe Raphael McCullum is the man who discovered THC. He's a longtime researcher.
He's not dead?
He's not dead.
Oh, because it seems like the person who found THC, it seems like it would have happened a really long time ago.
Well, not the first person to ingest THC, but
right.
The first person to isolate it in the laboratory.
Okay.
And what's really fascinating about that story is that led to the discovery of an entire system in the body called the endocannabinoid system, which is really key to the functioning of all the other systems in the body, circulatory, all the different systems in the body basically are regulated by your endocannabinoid system. So to me, it's one of the hugest breakthroughs in science and certainly in medicine in the last 100 years. And he's still researching today. He's still discovering new medicinal properties of this plant. And so I think that would be an amazing story to hear firsthand.
Sure. Why not go to the source? Yeah. And so now tell us where you could find the podcast. And I know you've got a couple of them in the can, right?
Yeah, we just posted our third episode. It's every week coming out on Tuesday. You can go to greatmomentsinweedhistory.com or you can go to iTunes. You can go to Stitcher, SoundCloud, really anywhere you get podcasts.
Very good. And what can you tell us about Abdullah, your co-host?
Oh, he's a great friend. He was host of Bong Appetit, a television show on Viceland about
Bong Appetit.
Bong Appetit. And also a longtime journalist like myself, and he's on the HBO show High Maintenance. So, you know, like me, a longtime cannabis journalist and media maker, and we just, aside from telling the stories, we have a lot of fun making the show. We love to make each other laugh. You know, we take the history seriously, but we have a lot of fun telling these stories.
Yeah, that part is obvious, and that's one of the things that really sets you apart from anything even remotely like it. It's always about the relationship between the two, and it's very, very entertaining. And I hope you've got an advertising executive laying in the weeds, because really imagine the possibilities of sponsors for that podcast moving forward.
Yeah, well, reach out to us, greatmomentsinweedhistory.com, as long as I'm not on the phone with Paul McCartney.
I will
happily take your call.
That's very true. And expect a call from our Tim Lincecum, too. Don't hang up on him. Make sure you take that call.
Tim, the lines are open.
All right, very good.
And we will most definitely let you smoke.
Wherever you want in California. David, it's been a pleasure. I think it's very, very comical, very entertaining, and you learn a few things too. So thanks for being with us today, and much good luck to you moving forward.
Absolutely. My pleasure, and thank you so much.
All right. That is David Bienenstock. He is the Bean in Abdullah and Bean, and they are the co-hosts behind Great Moments in Weed History. Well, he wants to make sure that nobody forgets what happened along the way. We've got Women's History Month. We've got Black History Month. Weed History Month. Who knows what lies in our future.